You know, I marvel at your memory here at 98 and a half, and the details. You can give street addresses and all. That is amazing.
I lived there a long time. I was never particularly good at figures, but one of my uncles was a soldier in the First War, and he didn't go to the front lines. They sent him to Spain, and he figured range for artillery with a pencil. He was a marvel at numbers.
Any other World War I stories in your family?
Well, mother's baby brother, Tom, was in Kentucky when they declared war, and he just signed up for the Army. Well, he was underage, so my grandfather had to sign the papers letting Uncle Tom stay in the service. What he did was drive an ammunition truck to the front lines. He said they were big old Packard cars made into trucks. They carried this ammunition on these trucks, and he drove to the front line.
In Germany.
Mm-hmm. That's about the only thing he ever told about it. He enjoyed it. He was a playboy after armistice. He sang. They had a quartet, and they went all over. You know, they kept a lot of the troops over there. And he was in this group that went around to the various army camps and entertained and did that kind of thing. The first thing he did when he got home, mother still lived on South Denver. He had taken his pay and bought him a Ford car when he got off the train. He drove up and stopped in front of the house and ran in the house to get mother to come out and see his car, take her a ride. And somebody had hopped it in and driven it away. It was a goner. Never got it back. Oh, dear.
What interests you today?
Well, I don't have any particular thing that interests me except staying alive.
How about baseball?
Oh, I love baseball. We were always season ticket holders out there at the ballpark.
Tulsa Drillers?
Oh, yeah.
And Oilers?
Forever. Forever.
So are you interested right now? We have the World Series.
Oh, yeah. I listen to the ball games every night.
Boston Red Sox and
yes,
St. Louis
absolutely.
Cardinals.
I'm naturally for St. Louis.
I was going to ask you, here we are the 27th of October, so you're rooting for St. Louis.
Absolutely.
Did you see the Cardinals when you were younger?
Oh, yes. We would go to St. Louis every now and then. I loved that.
But tennis was your favorite sport.
Oh, yeah. That's what I really loved to play, and I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
And I swam well. But that's a sad story.
Why?
A friend of mine invited me to go swimming last summer, or I guess it was the summer before. She lives where they have a nice swimming pool apartment. We went up there, and I changed in my bathing suit, and I went down there and went down the little steps. By golly, I couldn't swim. I could not swim. I told my brother that, and he says, I knew you couldn't. He says, because I can't myself. And he was really good.
You took swimming lessons?
Oh, no, I learned to swim at the camp. This gentleman who looked after me when I had my snake bite, he had a life-saving badge and all that kind of stuff. I was 6 years old when we went to Arkansas. The water around there was about 20 feet deep, the hole out in front of our house. Uncle Dave could swim anything. He would swim on his back and have me hold on to the straps of his swimming suit, and I floated on top of it. That way I learned not to be afraid of the water, and then I learned to swim on my own.
About tennis, was there any tennis hero?
Well, of course, in my day, Helen Wills Moody was the female tennis star, and the gentleman was named Bill Tilden. I remember them very well when they were being champions.
Later on, Arthur Ashe would be
Arthur
another.
Ashe, and just in the last few weeks, I watched some of the best tennis I ever hoped to see. Venus and
Williams.
And the other one. Mm-hmm. The speed those gals can get those returns over, just
very powerful.
Flamfoozles me.
Yeah.
And the man, too, as far as that's concerned.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for this. At the very beginning, when I met you, you said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do a good job. Well, you did better than a good job.
Well, you're very kind to say that because, you know, I'm not used to this kind of thing.
You did it like a pro, as if you'd done it before. So,
well,
Johnny,
that's very kind of you to say so, sir.
And my pleasure to meet you.
Well, thank you. I've known of you for many, many years.
Well, thank you.
Many, many years.
Thank you.